Infosys names new CEO. Why selling to the rich remains hot. Smaller UPI apps oppose NPCI move. TCS asked Delhi campus employees to work from Noida Gurugram offices amid student protests over NEET.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's begin with one of the biggest leadership announcements in India's IT industry. Infosys has named Ashish Kumar Das as its CEO designate. He will take over from Salil Parekh on April 1st, 2027, bringing an end to Parekh's 9-year stint at the helm. Now, Parekh took charge in 2018 when Infosys was emerging from a period of leadership uncertainty. And during his tenure, the company strengthened its digital business and also expanded its AI capabilities. The announcement came alongside the company's first quarter earnings. Infosys reported a revenue below street estimates, while profit came broadly in line with estimates. It also narrowed its full-year revenue growth guidance to between 1.5 to 3%, citing continued macroeconomic uncertainty. Now, there were some positives too. Large deal wins improved to $3.6 billion, while AI services now contribute about 8.2% of revenue, up from 5.5% earlier. On hiring, Infosys reduced its headcount by 532 employees during the quarter, but continued campus recruitment, hiring around 4,000 freshers. The company also said annual salary hikes will be rolled out in October and January. Now, as India's IT industry moves deeper into the AI era, leadership transitions are increasingly about preparing companies for the next phase of growth rather than just fixing past challenges. All right, moving on. India's venture capital investors are continuing to chase premium consumer brands. That's right. Money Control has learned from sources that Beyond Appliances, NatHabit and Uppercase are all in talks to raise fresh funding as investors increase their exposure to premium consumption. This is, in fact, the fourth set of consumer-focused funding discussions that Money Control has reported over the past 2 months. Funds including Fireside Ventures, Axel, Source VC, V3 Ventures, and Trident are actively evaluating startups across beauty, lifestyle, healthy eating, and personal care. The common theme seems to be premiumization. While demand across the broader consumer market remains uneven, brands targeting affluent customers continue to see relatively resilient spending, making them more attractive to investors. Now, the trend suggests that for now, venture capital is following customers who continue to spend despite a softer consumption environment. All right, next up, a debate is brewing inside India's UPI ecosystem. Smaller payment apps have urged the National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, that owns UPI, to reconsider its proposed UPI Meta protocol. Now, the companies argue that the feature could strengthen the dominance of PhonePe and GooglePay instead of creating a more level playing field. UPI Meta would allow users to save a preferred UPI app on platforms like Amazon, Blinkit and Swiggy, enabling payments through a store choice using a UPI PIN or biometrics. Now, smaller players say that the changes the nature of UPI's open architecture. Instead of users choosing an app every time they make a payment, they would just make the decision only once during onboarding. With PhonePe handling about 45% of UPI transactions and Google Pay around 33%, smaller apps argue that the proposal could make it even harder for newer players to gain market share. Some companies have also questioned whether the feature solves a genuine consumer problem while raising concerns around security, governance, and implementation. All right, finally, an update from TCS. The company has temporarily advised employees at its central Delhi campus to work from its Noida or Gurugram offices or seek a work from office exception if they are unable to travel. According to an internal advisory reviewed by Money Control, the arrangement applies for July 23 and 24 after student protests near the PTI building campus disrupted normal operations. Employees who cannot report to either alternate office have been asked to apply for a work from office exception under the calamity exigency category. The advisory appears to be limited to Delhi campus and does not indicate any broader change in TCS return to office policy. So the development comes, as we all know, shortly after TCS also linked employee bonus payouts to work from office compliance, reinforcing its policy that employees should work from office 5 days a week while allowing exceptions under specific circumstances. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you for listening. We air every weekday in the evenings with the biggest stories from tech and startups. Also, a note to listeners, there won't be a Tech 3 episode tomorrow, as we'll be bringing you special coverage of Money Control's Rising Bharat event in Bengaluru. Catch all the action live on the Money Control website. See you next week. Take care.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.